Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. What are the lines? Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I certainly echo everything that Wisco Paul says. It's just so frustrating, Matt. There's nobody normal left in that party. Now, I was fortunate enough to get to know Bill Krause a little bit the last 2-3 years he was alive. What a wonderful person. And he advocated for the type of thing that they were doing in Iowa with maps. As long ago as 10 years ago, he was talking about that type of thing. But the unfortunate thing is there's nobody left like him in that party. Just not. If there was, we wouldn't have a problem in the world, believe me.
You're right. And, you know, he was a senior advisor to Lee Dreyfus. And Lee Dreyfus was governor of Wisconsin. He was elected in 1978. He beat Marty Schreiber. Marty had taken over the governorship after Pat Lucey was appointed ambassador to Mexico. And then in 1982, Lee Dreyfus had enough. He didn't want to. There was a group of people back then called the Pickens people. Some guy named Pickens was like a cult leader, and these women followed him. They would show up at Dreyfus at the residence, the executive residence, and shout and scream at Joyce Dreyfus, Lee Dreyfus's wife, as she was gardening. And one day she turned the hose on him. And then got a little bit of trouble about that. But, you know, Lee Dreyfus had enough. He wasn't really a politician. Krause was his main advisor. And one time they had some event for the public over, and Joyce Dreyfus went to the second floor and found some people going through their drawers, not to steal anything, but to like read their checks and all that. So they got a little tired of that. One of my favorite lines in politics came out of Lee Dreyfus. He was the chancellor of UW Stevens Point, and a darn good one. He's a Republican, but he was a liberal Republican, and basically had his head straight on his shoulders. And somebody said to him, Mr. Dreyfus, why are you leaving the university to run for governor? And he said, I'm leaving the university to run for governor because I want to get out of politics. And that was, anybody who knows anything about the way universities are, that was a great line. Anyway, I have some nostalgic feelings of that era. Pat Lucey was a friend of mine. Pat Lucey was one of the greatest governors in the state, second only to Fighting Bob La Follette, who was governor as well as senator and presidential candidate. But Pat Lucey was appointed by Jimmy Carter in 1977 to be ambassador to Mexico. That left the governorship vacant. Lee Dreyfus ran in 78. Marty Schreiber, good man, was acting governor. Krause was one of the gurus. Lee Dreyfus and got him in, and Dreyfus could have gotten reelected, but he said, I've had enough. So I agree with you. I never had the pleasure of meeting Krause, but I know of him, and he was a solid guy, but he would not fit in today's Republican Party. Frankly, Ronald Reagan wouldn't fit in today's Republican Party. It's a cult party. It's a worshiper of Donald Trump. And if you don't worship Donald Trump, the woman right now who is was the chair of the Ohio Republican Party, raised $5 million for Trump, went to every county in Iowa to campaign for him. And now she's running for the Senate and Trump is attacking her. Why is he attacking her? Because they have a Republican congressman named Gonzalez, former NFL player, very good guy, who voted for Trump's impeachment. And this state chair, this woman, initially said, well, I know Gonzalez, he's a good guy. That's the way he wanted to vote. I might not agree with him, but he's our guy. And for that reason, Trump's going to knife her. So this is a cult party. It's not enough that you support Trump. That's not enough that you support Trump. It's not enough that you support Trump. You have to be obsequious to him. You have to be servile to him in a very, very unnerving way, a cultish way. Voss is that way. The Republican legislature is that way. They're all that way. And you're right. I mean, Dick of Madison is right. Wisco Paul was right. Mark of the Sack is right. Everybody else who calls in is right. Something's got to be done. got to get rid of gerrymandering. And we need an honest, pro-democratic Republican Party. And right now we have Mitt Romney, we have Liz Cheney, a little bit Lisa Murkowski, Adam Kinzinger, a few others, but the rest of them have bought into the cult. They have bought into the cult. Well, I'll tell you what, the split goes on in, believe it or not, Oregon. Oregon is a very split state on the coast, Seattle, and on the western part of the state. It's very liberal and democratic. The eastern part of the state, very rural. Just announced, five counties in eastern Oregon have voted to break off from Oregon and join Idaho. Good luck, guys. That ain't going to happen. That's not going to be agreed to by the Congress. That's not going to be agreed to by the U.S. Supreme Court. That won't be agreed to by anybody other than your sad, deluded selves. However, Idaho is a very conservative state. There's some, militia types hanging out in Idaho, as they do in Montana and elsewhere. Those five counties think they're going to break off. Let me tell you something. I remember the day, and it was a while ago, but not forever, that parts of northeastern Wisconsin wanted to break away, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the UP, wanted to break away and form their own 51st state. I don't know if you remember that, but you'd talk about Florence County, Forest County, some of the counties way north of Green Bay wanted to join, the Hurley area, Iron County, that kind of thing, wanted to join the Upper Peninsula in a state. The Upper Peninsula felt divorced from the rest of Michigan, from Detroit, from Ann Arbor, and people in northeastern Wisconsin somehow felt divorced from Madison and Milwaukee. And the point is, look, guys, we're all one state in Wisconsin. Oregon, you're all one state. Deal with it. You have a lot of splendid things in all areas. Splendid things. So deal with it. People up in northeastern Wisconsin, come to Madison, come to Milwaukee and enjoy it. People in Madison, Dane County, Milwaukee County, go up there, enjoy it. It's beautiful, beautiful in northeastern Wisconsin. Beautiful in northeastern Wisconsin. Go up, enjoy it. Same with Oregon, same with Idaho. But you have these little twitches that are going on, these little twitches. And that kind of division has to be soothed. And it's not being soothed right now as we speak. Okay. So many things. Trump has now announced that he himself is going to hold rallies in Ohio this summer and elsewhere. Not just people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene on their America First Roadshow. This is Trump himself showing up. My advice to the networks, do not carry it live. Do not broadcast it. If you have to send a camera, okay, or use local feed, and if he says something that is so weird, you have to report it, okay. Very short bite. Do not go there. In the old days, they'd show his car is coming up the road as if he's the president. This is before he's the president. And he's getting out of his car, and there's Melania and address and all this stuff. Enough. He's not the president. He's under criminal investigation in New York. Do not carry them live, because if you do, they'll go around the country sowing discontent, hinting at violence, sometimes very, very, not all that obliquely, sometimes somewhat directly. Do not cover him live. Do not put oxygen near the fire. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.